Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
BigSoftTitty.png.
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 Hey everybody, welcome to BigSoftTitty.png, the only podcast featuring Tom Walker and Demi Lardner every week. Sure, we'll pop up on other ones sometimes.
Not but it's every a week. Special you treat. Did betray me.
Well, no, you were asleep.
And you didn't wake me up.
The one time I have woken you up for the podcast, it went, you weren't grateful.
It went great.
It was a good pod, but I'm not going to wake you up for the pod anymore.
You have done it several times, but I was very grateful that you didn't wake me up that time.
Yeah, you needed the sleep.
Yeah.
You weren't on the like Christmassy episode, the end of year-y episode, because I knew that you needed your sleep in preparation for going to my parents for Christmas.
Yes.
And you had some sleep yesterday, as I remember.
Yeah.
Am I the worst person to have a conversation with in the world? Fuck. Oh my God. I could make someone go into the kitchen and pat the dog at a party when there's no dog. I could make them go into the kitchen and pat the dog if the dog was dead. If it had been dead a long time. If you're just putting your hand into the dog and like stirring the maggots in the dog, that'd be better than talking to me.
If you weren't even having a party, someone would come into your house to pat your dog.
Yeah. Yep. Would you like to talk about the events of the day? No. Okay. All right. Anyway, I was going to say you were napping. You've been having some disordered sleep, Demi. Isn't that fun?
Yeah. Do you have anything to say about it or do you just want to out me?
Well, no, we've both been having crazy sleeps. I don't know how to get out of it.
I had a dream that...
Okay, someone's coming for my crown. Who will say the most boring sentence of the podcast? So far, I'm way out ahead, but it's a strong start.
Let's do something else.
What was your dream?
I don't want to say it.
What was your dream?
Tom? I'd love to tell you my dream. As I forecasted by bringing it up.
Yep.
However, now you will pay the husband penalty. Later?
Yeah.
I'm going to be very cold.
No.
Very cold.
Don't be cold to me later.
I will.
No, please. Please. I was showing off.
I know.
Come on.
Sorry.
Don't be cold.
You already did it.
Why not be warm? Well, oh.
It's called a punishment for a reason.
I hate being punished.
Yeah. It's part of it.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It's part of it.
Well.
This covers my face completely from that camera angle, doesn't it?
It may well be doing that, yeah.
I fucking hate these fuckers.
I know, but it's going to get better.
Will it?
Well, I don't know, but you have to say that. The mic arms are annoying. They cover your face. They also just slowly die. I don't know. It's rough. Mm. But that said, I do enjoy podcasting with my beautiful wife. Did that work?
No.
Fuck.
It's still coming.
God damn it.
The pet I'll never forget, Lawrence Llewellyn Bowen on Caligula, the crab who died a hero.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Crab news.
Now I got you some news. Crab news. Pick up some fresh crab news. Jeez Louise. Whose freaking crabs are these? Crabs. They're crabs. We both think that they're fab. News. Crab news. This segment is called Crab News.
Tom, do you know who Lawrence Llewellyn Bowen is?
No.
Oh!
I'm not familiar with LLB.
Huh?
No, I, yeah, no, I know. It's
Lawrence Roderick Llewellyn Bowen, born 8th of March 1965, is an English interior designer and television personality best known for appearing on the BBC program Changing Rooms.
Oh, okay. Now I know who LRLB is. This is one of the meanest people in television.
Can I say something to you?
Please.
Lawrence Llewellyn Bowen is Lin-Manuel Miranda for Doors.
I understand what you mean. His outfits are incredible.
But do you understand what I mean, though, about...
He has a goatee, yeah.
Okay, but he doesn't just have a goatee.
Okay.
He has like, he looks, hold on, let me, do you want me to pull up their pictures side by side?
Is it that he kind of looks like he would be wearing a puffy shirt like
no,
Alexander
do you want
Hamilton?
Me to do you want me to pull up their pictures side by side?
I don't see it as necessary, but it seems like you're already doing
well,
it.
Well, yeah, I am, obviously.
Okay. So this guy, I know from just watching a few episodes of Changing Rooms, for some reason it was like my put on in the background while playing a video game show for
when?
A while there. I don't know. I remember.
Not when we were together.
Yeah. You walked in on me
this
watching Changing Rooms. No, you walked in on me watching Changing Rooms.
Oh, is
on,
that what that was? Because I think genuinely.
On the second monitor.
One time I remember walking in on you watching a house renovation show and saying, God, I wish this was pornography.
Yes, that did happen.
Okay.
Yeah, no, it was. I was watching Changing Rooms in a second monitor in sparkling 360 or 240p. And it is, I think we have to do a Patreon watch of Changing Rooms at some point.
I think we have to do rearticulation of our relationship and just find a man.
I think we have one right here, my love.
Okay. So my hair is longer now and that is not fair.
All right. Demi?
Yeah.
I hate to say it. I think we may have a podcast red alert.
What?
You forgot to put on socks before we started the record.
Shit! No!
All right, so Changing Rooms is a... If you don't know it, it's an English show that is... It has people who know each other. I think sometimes maybe they don't know each other. But basically you have people taking over renovation duties for one room in each other's house. Demi, don't lube up the feet! No! Socks! Demi! And you're getting it on your laptop.
Yeah.
Demi.
Let him hear it.
No, Demi. It's... go.
I slipped!
Yeah! No fucking duh, cunt! You're walking on a banana peel. You're not even stepping on it. You got fucking one banana peel and one little hoof to get around on. All right, Demi's making her way back. She's putting on her socks. One of them has gone on incredibly quickly. Let you guess which of the lubed or unlubed feet that is. Anyway. I'm not going to like the socks you come back with. All right, well. You'll put on the second worst pair of socks. Thank you, baby. Changing rooms, fuck, is a show where they get like neighbors or friends or best friends or something to, renovate one room in each other's house. Sometimes two rooms, I don't know, but it is an incredibly restricted home renovation TV show because the only thing they do is renovate one room, and they also renovate it with, at least in the episodes I was watching, like an 80s Britain understanding of what things should look like.
Yeah.
And it looks so bad. Like even
always.
Even the best room. Let me tell you, my favorite thing about that show was whenever you were watching it and the person renovating their friend's room articulated what they were looking for in the change.
Yeah.
It was so good because you would have someone who was like, oh yeah, Brenda's an absolute star at work and she really loves travel. And what that would mean.
Oh no, can I guess?
Go ahead.
It is either tiles or a zigzagging divider with the Eiffel Tower on it.
Oh, great. Honestly, wonderful choices, Demi.
Oh, not true.
Unfortunately, what we're dealing with is what could be best described as Japanese room.
Japanese, no!
We have a sumptuous slice of the Orient coming to Derbyshire.
I thought because it was British.
No.
Shit.
Yeah.
Shit.
No, yeah, they're just over there being weeaboos or whatever. It's really good.
I wish I wasn't such a weeaboo.
Mm. It is, God, it's such a fucking good show.
I call my minge my tentacle sock.
Oh. Do you feel good? Do you think, Demi?
That's really bad.
Demi, do you think a worse idea exists than British hentai? Which I guess is like regular hentai, except the tentacles are all deep fried and they're on newspaper. What? What are you looking at?
I'll tell you in a sec.
Okay.
Look, I wasn't wrong.
Do you want to talk a bit more into the mic?
Shut up!
Okay.
I wasn't wrong. Look, this guy.
He kind of looks like and go back again. Yeah, he looks specifically like Lin-Manuel Miranda when he's like dressed as Alexander Hamilton.
Yeah. And what do many people know Lin-Manuel Miranda dressed as?
Pardon me?
And what do many people know Lin-Manuel Miranda dressed as?
Ah, right. No, you've got a point. If I had to guess, it's Alexander Hamilton, rendering you, Demi, once again correct.
Yeah.
Shall we get to the...
Husband's delight.
What?
Wife is right.
Husband's warning, wife not there in mourning. Shall we get to the... I genuinely forgot that this was about Crab News, but before we continue on with Crab News, we have to watch Trading Places.
That's not the show.
Trading Spaces, Trading Rooms. What
Changing
the fuck is it called?
Changing Rooms.
Fuck, I'm such a dipshit.
Yeah.
I need something Trading bad
Places
to happen to me.
Trading Places is a movie with Eddie Murphy pretending he doesn't have legs.
Okay, you're talking me into watching both.
Oh, you know what else is in that?
What?
Oh my God, have you never seen it? Trading Places?
No.
Do you know what's in it?
No. I don't know a thing about it.
Ooh. Now, you know that I don't remember women's names.
Well, or men.
Do you remember Freaky Friday?
Yes.
The mum.
Which Freaky Friday?
The one that I would have seen. These fucking microphones, I swear to fucking God.
It's really bad, right? Lindsay Lohan?
No, the mum.
Oh, okay.
Not Gina Davis, but the one who's adjacent to Gina Davis. Hang on. Hey, can I bet you something?
Sure.
How much do you... Fuck!
You hate the mic arm.
Okay.
Yeah.
If I type in.
Yeah.
The woman who is not Gina Davis.
Uh-huh.
Do you think I'll get who I'm looking for? And I swear to God to be 100% honest.
I don't think you will. But I would love to see you try.
Woman who is not.
And if it's possible to talk
Gina
in the microphone.
Davis.
While we type. And now she is, okay, Demi is.
It's mostly come up with Gina Davis.
Well, yeah, that's why I kind of played the odds there with you typing out Gina Davis's full name. I think that takes priority.
The woman who looks like Gina Davis.
Oh my God. They've really run out of ideas for those books since she got that dragon tattoo removed, huh?
Okay, it's not coming up with what I want. All right.
But at least we got a good gag out of it. Okay, so what were you talking about Freaky Friday for? What is this woman's relevance to you?
Freaky Friday.
Okay. Thursday. Interesting.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Okay.
Who looks exactly like Gina Davis to me.
Sure.
Jamie Lee Curtis gets her fucking knockers out in Trading Places.
Okay.
And they are enormous and amazing.
Okay. All right. I mean, yeah, I don't think I've ever typed an actress's name into Google with a pure mind, but I'm definitely not going to start now. I think I would like to watch the movie more than I would like to Google a pair of boobs. But Jamie Lee Curtis fucking rules.
Yeah, she fucking does rule, first of all.
Man, she rocks.
First of all, Jamie Lee Curtis, great actor.
Yes.
Second of all, and third of all, tit one and two.
It is...
They're amazing. You haven't seen them. They're amazing. This fucking microphone. They're amazing, Tom.
Do you think there's like a... It's very interesting how much the famous people who are incredible actors who rise to prominence often have simply banging bodies as well.
Yeah, but like they're natch tees.
Pardon me?
Natural titties.
I see. So going back to the crab
news. I'll find
a
picture for you.
I don't need to see it. I don't need to see them, Demi.
Jamie Lee Curtis breasts. And?
Okay.
Let me just grab these breasts for you. Oh, sorry. Misspoke. Jamie Lee Curtis.
You're not going to grab the breasts?
So what I've written is Jamie Lee Curtis breasts.
All right, and hopefully that...
Just quickly.
Google understands at least that you're horny enough to be typing that and it needs to get you the results as soon as possible.
Internet is not great in our
studio. No, it's not good. So I would really just kind of.
I'm having fun looking though.
At what? A blank page?
That's just before she takes her top off.
Holy shit!
I know. So imagine once the top is off.
Oh my God!
Yeah.
Dude!
So now would you like to wait for me to get the other picture or?
No, but that's crazy. It's like you put two beach balls on a flatbed truck. Damn.
She's hiding them. She's coy.
Holy shit, dude.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That would be really interfering with her center of gravity.
Yeah. Damn. She'd be bending over.
For real.
I hope.
I feel like, because those are some... massive ones.
Those are some bippers, yeah.
I feel like we've talked recently about how now the kind of boobs you see in movies are like boobs you're like, wow, thank you so much. And the kind of boobs you see on like Twitch and the recommended channels because of the horny viewers that watch the same things we watch are the kind of boobs where you're like, I am so sorry.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry that those interfere with your day every single second.
Usually they have like a race and then an animal afterwards, often.
Asian Bunny X is not returned.
It's Asian Bunny X, yeah.
I believe that Asian Bunny X is maybe still banned.
What?
I don't know.
Watching them yesterday.
Oh, really? They're
no.
banned? Well, yeah, you did send me a screen cap of an ass.
Yeah, I think you've been banned and I haven't.
I haven't been banned. I've never interacted or watched that damn thing.
What were you doing?
I ain't done shit.
What were you doing?
Someone in the chat said, no, I do know that they were banned at some point.
Yeah.
Asian Bunny X was banned and then they got
their
account.
Yeah, they showed a lot of side boob, yeah.
Yeah. They get their account reinstated like every 3 or 4 days.
What they were doing the other day was holding the, what's this jerk off machine that you have that makes your arms strong?
I believe that is a shake weight.
Shake weight, yeah. They had shake weights, but they had like only their asses showing. So the shake weight would bounce their ass cheeks.
Wow.
And then they ordered Five Guys and they were eating burgers while they used the shake weight.
Dude, I think about this a lot. I think about the genuinely incredible skills involved in sex work.
Mm.
Like the intangibles and the incredibly tangibles.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the charisma and the performance and then just simply the physical like aspects of it that make you an incredible athlete. Something and that, I think often yeah. about
Jumbo's Clown Room.
No, I was going to, but Jumbo's Clown Room is, you go ahead.
No, please.
I was just going to say, I think often about how, the thought that comes to mind for me is like, I talked about this on stream recently, but one time I tuned into Adriana Chechik on Twitch and she.
Who the fuck is that?
Well, Demi, she's a streamer of some renown.
What?
Uh-huh. And she comes from, I'm so glad you're wearing the headphones.
Doesn't even sound bad to me.
That would have blown me into next week.
There's no way.
Okay. Well, Brendan, let me know. Oh, don't burp into the mic.
Sounds great.
No, it doesn't.
I have the headphones on. Adriana Chechik, and is her spine normal or?
She indeed did break her tailbone or some shit at TwitchCon jumping into a foam pit.
And when I jumped into the foam pit 20 minutes later, I didn't lick any part of it.
Anyway, she, I once watched her on Twitch one shot a boss in Elden Ring and I was just like, man, she can do it all. Not only
what'd she do after that to celebrate? Anything?
I believe she cheered. She's just like doing regular gaming stuff over there, you know, and more power to her. Incredible gamer. And honestly, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, maybe a Division I athlete.
Yeah.
In terms of what that woman is capable of.
The splits she did in the air right before she broke her spine at TwitchCon San Diego.
Oh my God. And
it was so athletically amazing. And yeah. then also, I'm so sorry, one of the funniest tweets I've ever seen in my entire life was, I've had surgery. Unfortunately, I may not be able to squirt anymore.
Yes.
I respect her as a pornographic actress.
Yeah.
Obviously. What the fuck was that?
I have no idea, but something just started talking
that
on my computer.
That sounded like Gregorian chanting.
It was very scary.
The splits she did in the air was one of the coolest things I've ever seen, and knowing that it fucks up her back on her way down is traumatizing.
Mm.
However, I've had surgery on my spine. Unfortunately, I may not be able to squirt anymore.
Mm.
Is one of the funniest things I've ever read in my entire life.
Sure. Well, it's the hidden cost of surgery. Also, I put utmost respect on her name. I think if Adriana Chechik put the time in, she could sink a three-pointer from any place on the court.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think that any player in the NBA could do the rest of what she does. I think...
She's a fucking athlete!
She is an athlete. Anyway, we were talking about a reality TV star. Holy shit, there's Jamie Lee Curtis's breasts. Thank you, dear. Would you like to...
Did you see them?
I did. Would you like to return to this segment, Crab News?
Yeah,
would you like to go past, like, close like these six Mr. Skin tabs that you have open?
You don't think he looks like Lin-Manuel Miranda?
Not really.
Okay, news for you, Tom. That's Lin-Manuel Miranda.
No, it's not. No,
it's not. I thought I could trick you, though.
Why did you think?
I don't know. I thought you were stupid.
You've been using the same photo of him the whole time. That's Jamie Lee Curtis's boobs.
That's actually Lin-Manuel Miranda.
No, it's not.
You prove that to me.
He's actually on the left.
Oh, my
that
God.
That early
imagine
life
having...
experience playing a boob came in handy later
Dude,
on.
Okay, yeah. Yes. And I appreciate that very much. However.
Let's move on. Yeah.
What if my nipple had a goatee?
Demi, I'm begging you.
What?
Return to where we were.
The pet I'll never forget. Lawrence Llewellyn Bowen on Caligula, the crab who died a hero.
Okay. And Lawrence Llewellyn Bowen is again from the TV show.
Hamilton.
We're going to take a break here. We'll be back with the rest of BigSoftTeeter.png right after these messages.
Hey, Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
And we're back. Welcome back, everybody, to BigSoftTD.png.
Oh, not to be confused with Welsh priest Lawrence Bowen. Let me have a look at this guy.
Are you looking at a Welsh priest now?
Well, it's said not to be confused with, so I didn't want to be confused. Lawrence Roderick Llewellyn Bowen.
Uh-huh.
He's an English interior designer and television personality best known for appearing on the BBC program Changing Rooms.
And on that show, he is
a
wonderful.
Cunt, right?
Yes, he's so good at being a cunt.
Yeah.
He's like, to me, it just looks boring. It's so good. They get like professional designers in as well to help out these people.
Yeah.
And professional like handymen and like carpenters and shit to work on the houses. And he criticizes them, but also the only way he moves is by swanning in and out of shot and room.
Mm-hmm.
And it is so good to have this strange English elf just, and what are we doing here? Completely drab, don't you think? It's great. We got to watch it.
Yeah. Unfortunately, right. We do need to watch that now.
I'm very excited.
So, crab news here, theme?
Again?
Yeah.
Sure, like maybe just a tiny bit of it.
News, crab news, pick up some fresh crab news. Jeez Louise, whose freaking crabs are these? Crabs, they're crabs, we both think that they're fab. News, crab news, this segment is called crab news.
The pet I'll never forget. Lawrence Llewellyn Bowen and Caligula, the crab who died a hero.
Okay.
All right. So this is how the article starts. It's written by, it was as told to Amin Saina.
Okay.
On the 22nd of December, 2023. Mm-hmm. Australian Eastern Daylight Time.
Thank you.
My wife Jackie and I used to be a lot more rock and roll than we are now. Before we moved to the country, we lived in Greenwich, southeast London, and we used to get a bit ginned up and very excited about things.
Hell yeah.
I remember it being quite close to my birthday in March. We were watching some David Attenborough thing on the TV. They had a decorator crab on, which creates a camouflage by encrusting itself with whatever it finds around it, making it near invisible. I fell in love with the whole concept and remember waxing lyrical about dropping beads, sequins, and diamonds into a tank so that a decorator crab could use them. Right?
Some people were born before podcasts and it is a tragedy.
Yeah.
Man, would have loved to hear his, and it's going to be the most wonderful looking crab in the world, riff. I've finally come up with the technology. With my big bucket of sequins, I can finally invent gay crab.
And I'm really into zero waste, so I've got a crab that I only provide with positive COVID tests.
Okay.
So that he can stick them all over himself, because that's not waste, that's decoration.
It's true. Okay, so this guy got obsessed with the wonderful decorator crab.
Obviously, I was extraordinarily... okay. Grandiloquently?
Grandiloquently, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Means like he was... He was talking like someone who uses a word like grandiloquent. Yeah. It's one of those self-defining words if you get the vibe.
Obviously, I was extraordinarily grandiloquently over-enthusiastic.
Uh-huh.
And my wife was so desperate to grant my wish that she did indeed buy me a decorator crab for my birthday.
Wives love to grant wishes.
At considerable inconvenience. Okay. And, I would imagine, expense.
Uh-huh.
Of course, the problem with a decorator crab is that you can't just buy it a little bed and a lead. You need a whole ecosystem.
Uh-huh.
Basically, we ended up with a coral reef in our kitchen.
Okay.
One thing I will say, Howie the crab does have a lead.
No.
Yes.
Well, I guess decorator crabs need stuff around them to cover themselves on.
Sorry.
Now, before you Google up Howie the Crab...
Do you remember Howie the Crab?
Yeah, I do. And I remember our internet connection is pretty bad. Okay.
This video is called, I have never made public the exact method I use to put the lead on Howie the Crab.
Oh, fuck. All right. I need to find out how you put the lead on your crab.
Okay.
And sorry, just to clarify, the lead is to... And that's a woman talking to her crab.
Yeah, called Howie.
Okay.
Howie is a girl, by the way.
Sure. Hey, that's right.
Just letting you know.
No, I appreciate it. Tell you what Howie is. A crab. I don't think of boy crab or girl crab. It's crab.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have any crustacean does not... I don't have any, like...
Crustaceanette.
Oh. All right. Crustacean. how do they put the lead on Howie? They grab the crab with tongs. This is the safest way to ensure she isn't dropped. She's not afraid. Howie is picked up with the tongs and carried outside her aquarium, and then it does start buffering because our internet is bad. But she picks it up and looks like puts it in a Tupperware. She puts Howie in a Tupperware, like one of those Kmart containers, like a big plastic container, and then I guess puts the leash on her there. Wonderful.
It seems that what she does is pick Howie up,
mm-hmm.
put her in a tub.
Yep,
and
a
then-
separate tub. What you're going to want to do is take your crab to a second location.
It's important that you listen to this next bit. Do not kill the crab.
Yeah.
I know the second location is going to confuse you because you're a crab owner.
Yep.
And you're used to harming humans. However,
Do
not murder the crab.
Don't do it.
Don't even put it in the trunk of your car. Do not buy little crab handcuffs.
Well, also, it'd be hard to actually put the crab in the trunk of your car because you got to tie all its legs together.
Yeah.
If you were to restrain a crab, would you do it like this or like this? And you're either tying all the legs on one side together or you're tying like the matching pairs together. I guess you'd want to tie the matching pairs together. No, because then, you want to tie the matching.
This is a cute crab. I didn't think I'd say this.
Okay.
Look at its little eyes.
Oh, well, look at the crab. Demi, that's a crab.
It's cute. Look.
I feel nothing towards the crab.
Really?
I think you're feeling the amount of emotion that you would feel towards something that you follow the TikTok account of.
No, I don't follow this account.
How do you know so much about this fucking crab?
Because I've looked it up. It's crab news. The right hand is bigger than its left. I don't care about Howie the crab. I think its cute little eyes are cute.
Okay.
Jesus Christ, it looks like you're trying to kill it, lady.
So they tie...
She's lifting it up!
Yeah. All right. Well, that's been a lot of visual stuff for the podcast. Let's move on from this.
She lifts it up!
She does.
She puts it...
She basically lassos around the crab's, the join between the crab's legs, like right up the top of its legs where it goes out, so it can't slip off there.
If anybody
basically at the
tweets,
hourglass fulcrum of the crab.
Kinda, yeah. A little, maybe, yes, yeah.
At between, the thinnest
between
part of
the
crab.
Middlest legs, yeah.
Yeah.
If you tweeted us crabdomen, I will actually come to your house and I'll tie you up and I'll sit on you for 3 days and then I'll let you go.
That sounds...
I will sit on you nastily.
Well, still not.
I'll hire a man.
I bet.
I'll put a piece of wood on you that has a picture of your parents having nasty sex.
I think you honestly were ahead of there, but then you made the sex nasty. So what happens to this wonderful crab?
It gets taken for a walk and it doesn't seem to like it.
Oh, okay. You're talking about Howie?
Oh, sorry. Yes.
Okay.
The other crab died a hero.
Yes.
Okay. We called him Caligula. Although I don't think it really... We called him Caligula. Although I don't think it really suited him. You always think of Caligula as being incredibly spoilt and petulant, but there was something stoical about my crab.
Well, yeah. It doesn't let things affect it. It's a crab. Damn, my crab isn't really letting its emotions shine through. Yeah.
One of the most I need to protect myself ass animals on Earth.
It's literally covered in armor.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. There's something about that crab. It's almost like it has a hard exterior.
I was going to hurt this crab, but it seems like he wouldn't like that.
Mm, seems like it wouldn't do anything either. All right.
You always think of Caligula as being incredibly spoiled and petulant, but there was something stoical about my crab. We then had a spending frenzy that resulted in us acquiring as many color-coordinated fish as we could get. Of course, picking fish based purely on the Pantone color chart meant we had quite a few disasters.
These guys are like, I mean, I don't think we would be buying fish based on color. I think, but also I think nowadays we can Google best fish Reddit 2023.
I know, but we would,
dumb owner.
But also we would be buying fish based on big.
We would be buying them based on vibe for sure.
Yeah.
But don't you think that these guys are like two to three income brackets of dumb purchase above us?
Oh, at least.
Like, but you can see kind of the same impulse driving them.
100%, yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't think I would do it about a living thing.
No.
You know?
Yeah. I
That's
get that.
Horrid. Okay. Oh, God. Oh, my God, quote. Oh, my God, I found a fish in the perfect shade of magenta, end quote. It would turn out to be...
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I hadn't read this sentence.
It's okay.
Oh, my God, I found a fish in the perfect shade of magenta, end quote. It would turn out to be incredibly poisonous to all the other fish. Or get eaten immediately by something bigger.
Ah.
And then in the middle of the article... this picture of the man.
God, he looks so fucking cool.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, that's sick. Brendan and I will send you the photo so you can drop it in.
I'll send it to you right now, Tom, while I keep talking.
Thank you.
This man I would suck in 1 second. I'm kidding, Tom.
He's an attractive guy. But, and you know what's weird? I think he's the one pass... He's the one guy who gets a pass on doing things like waxing grandiloquently, self-identified about a crab, and then calling the crab Caligula. Don't you think for some reason he gets away with it just by being that bit far into parody?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Unfortunately, yes.
Yeah.
All right. God damn it.
Let's go back to the article.
Yep.
Wonderful.
That picture is sent to you.
Oh, ugh. Cool sound effect.
Shut the fuck up.
No, I think it was
then
great.
There is the maintenance of a fish tank, which is unbelievably complicated. Mm. My wife hit upon the idea of getting a contract with a guy to come and do it.
Dude.
My wife thought of servants.
My genius wife reinvented servants for the 11th time that day.
Mm-hmm.
And so we got our chambermaid to hire... Sorry, our second chambermaid. All right.
Our chambermaid's assistant.
God damn.
This meant that costs became stratospheric because the decorator crab basically had his own nanny. He would notice a dead fish and offer to replace it, and we would say, oh yes, find something pretty. Now, when they say he, they mean the nanny.
Yes, they mean
the crab.
The person, the aquarium employee who has lucked into, I would think, a pretty cushy gig here.
We would then end up with fish that were endangered, expensive, near mythical. The money just kept going up and up.
Yeah, I can see how you, one of the most gullible men alive, could be taken for a ride by the enterprising fish merchant.
A fish merchant is a jolly character, unless you're a millionaire.
The most devilish thing would happen as he'd return over and over again with yet more expensive fish for our wonderful aquarium, who would, of course, perish.
But Caligula was a fine decorator crab. I used to get a bit of a pincer wave sometimes if I walked past the tank.
Okay.
The children and I would drop beads and sequins in there. We lived close to Greenwich Market, where we would find little bits of china.
So you're saying, that some of the fish repeatedly just died constantly?
Died? Why?
When you were dropping macroplastics in there, huh? That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Kind of shiny, attractive. I don't know. Probably nothing.
And similar sizes to the food, so it would fall in the same way through the water, yeah. We lived close to Greenwich Market, where we would find little bits of china. I had this vision that after a while, Caligula would create this accretion?
Yeah, an accretion. Like a collection or a bunch of things accrued together.
On his shell of little china hands of... Sorry.
That's okay. And go for Demi.
I had this vision that after a while, Caligula would create this accretion of his shell, on his shell of this... of little china hands of Victorian dolls and cherub faces. And that I would end up...
I'm the scariest man alive.
Have you heard of Nosferatu? My name is Nosferatu.
Oh my God. I had the most wonderful dream of a crab that could pinch the very sun from the sky. Covered in faces, you see. A sort of creature of Neuphorexia, if you would. Elish Norn.
Have you ever thought of something really fucked up?
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah, I guess you have.
Okay.
This guy and Junji Ito sitting down for a wonderful yarn. All right. So he wanted the crab to be covered in faces and grasping
hands. They can't freak each other out, though. Like, they try for a minute and then they're like, fuck, all right, I think we found each other. Can we have a normal fucking chat?
No, I think they're having the exact same conversation, but getting the exact opposite things out of it.
Okay.
Junji Ito is getting like a full 3 years of story ideas.
Okay.
And this guy is coming away with, oh yes, it would be absolutely wonderful if our house had a 7 foot tall woman with razor teeth in it.
Yeah,
smashing
true.
Decoration.
Yeah.
It's wonderful when a big woman is ever so ugly. One of his weirder stories.
I fucking loved that one.
It's a good one, but it was also weird that that's like a recurring character.
It was strangely...
What if a lady was tall? Ah!
But it was also strange. That story was strangely like current.
Yeah.
Because the whole thing was she was like, I'm really tall and I have tics. And like tics are a thing that people grasped onto through TikTok, you know?
Sure.
So I don't know.
Whatever. All right.
Okay. God damn it.
His dream was to create the nightmare crab.
Yeah. After a while, Caligula would create this accretion of his shell, on his shell, for fuck's sake, of little china hands of Victorian dolls and cherub faces, and that I would end up with such an unbelievably beautiful decorator crab that the world would see it as my greatest work.
He's dreaming of owning a crab that looks like a biblical angel.
Yeah.
Covered in eyes.
Yeah. Spinning on fire.
Blindingly sort of, bright. Yeah.
Be not afraid.
Surrounded by dead fish, of course.
Of course.
Yep.
The ones that couldn't handle the china you kept dropping in for him. Sadly, Caligula was fine on the sequins all right on the beads, but he did not like the bits of china.
Uh-huh.
Next paragraph. It didn't end well.
Okay.
The minute the summer holidays dawned, I would drive to our house in Cornwall. We had a wonderful guy house sitting in London, and I remember having a message from him saying that he wasn't sure what was going on with the heating, but it was all a bit hot. I wrote it off because it was the summer, but it turned out that the ridiculously overspecced farmhouse range we had in our kitchen had a fault and wasn't turning itself off.
So a farmhouse range, is that like a range
hood? Like the range hood, like, on the oven,
yeah.
On the stovetop, yeah.
So the fan's not turning itself off, or is that like the oven isn't turning itself off?
Farmhouse range, I would say,
I'm going to Google the word farmhouse range as we continue on here. Yes, Demi?
You go on?
No, there's, I hate to say it, but I think I understand where the,
caught on?
Well, it just seems like Caligula might go the way of many crabs in the future.
When I got back, the house was indeed very hot.
Mm-hmm.
Tom, you need to listen.
I'm listening.
The tank was looking murky, and I realized it was because most of the fish in there were bouillabaisse.
What?
Do you know what bouillabaisse means?
Oh. Like the soup? Okay.
But Caligula was on the bottom of the tank with his pincer up. I thought, at least Caligula has survived. A couple of days later, he was in exactly the same place. His exoskeleton had been fused to the spot.
Jesus Christ!
Leaving him almost entirely hollow inside, the tank cleaning guy said. It was very sad. I never got over the fact that he had died in a heroic pose. He looked like a crab equivalent of the Colossus of Rhodes.
This is why we don't do classical education anymore.
I was so brought down by the whole thing that we gave the tank to the children's primary school.
Okay.
They actually looked after it and made sure that it wasn't so close to a farmhouse range.
Okay. So I am picking up that it is like just straight up an oven or something.
Several months later, I was watching a program about bowerbirds and in a flight of enthusiasm about the fact that satin bowerbirds build nests only with blue things, I thought, oh, we could have a bowerbird. Before I remembered, be careful what you wish for.
God damn it. All right. So yeah, a farmhouse range is like an oven.
It's an oven. Yeah.
It's a Belling farmhouse range cooker.
A range cooker. A range top or a range hood. Yeah, it's the top.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a
it's a oven with like the like almost industrial level, top.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fuck me. So first off, I want a crab to be so scary. But then I killed it. And ever so many others. Well, thank you for that wonderful crab news, Demi.
You're welcome. Lawrence Llewellyn Bowen.
Uh-huh.
Suck a dick. And don't have animals anymore.
I think you've lost owning animal privileges.
You can't.
Sorry, bud. Also, I think those went away as soon as you named the crab Caligula.
Yeah, what's wrong with you?
Yeah. Crabs should not be named things like that.
No.
Just give it a normal guy name.
Yeah, like?
Well, honestly, even Claudius is better. I don't think you should name it after the historically pervert emperor. That just says to me some weird stuff about you where you're like, you know. I'm always thinking about the most incestuous people of any given country. Don't make me think about that about you.
My crab's name is V.C. Andrews.
Oh, God. Well, what a wonderful treat. Demi, as a short little... As a
You seem tired.
No, it's just that wonderful crab. And I also know. That, you know what's tiring? It's being exposed to that much
opulence.
Toffery. Yes. Toffery, and specifically English toffery.
Which is like toffery, I think, is English anyway, you know.
Definitely.
Mostly. But to be a toff for English people, holy shit.
I don't even know if he is one, but like, I mean, yeah.
What are you saying?
I know.
What do you mean you don't know?
I'm protecting myself is what I mean, I guess. I'm just saying, like, I don't know. You know, maybe he pulled himself up by his bootstraps. But yeah,
you
man.
You don't think the guy who had We Are Best on the tip of his tongue was in money you at just, birth?
And you know it got said expertly.
Yeah.
God damn.
Yeah, he didn't say We Are Best. He said We Are Best. You know?
Yeah, I getcha. Well, would you like a trademark big soft titty jarring shift in tone? Sorry to Trash Future for lifting that. I'll think of something what? Else to say it. Oh, they say it on Trash Future, a jarring shift of tone. Instead of this, it's going to be a big soft titty descent into the muck, I guess.
Right.
Because I've been on a subreddit.
I think the dead crab story wasn't that highfalutin.
A lot of them died, yeah, for sure. But this is going to get...
A lot of specifically beautiful fish were killed.
Yeah, you're
specifically
right.
Beautiful, expensive fish.
Leading up to their doomsday,
yeah.
Multiple very rare fish were killed.
Yeah.
Or, potentially, and much happier, multiple very cheap fish were sold for much more than yes. they're usually worth.
Close to mythical. It was a goldfish with a hat.
You can see that it glimmers its scales as gold. My goodness, this must be the most expensive fish in the world. This is the subreddit I've been on. It's time for, well, I don't think it qualifies as a Tom's Internet Deep Dive, so I'll do without the theme. This is just, well, you know, this is just a short look.
Shallow dive? Mid dive?
Yeah, I
guess.
Normal dive. It's certainly a short dive because today we are looking at the subreddit Prejack. This is a subreddit devoted to, well, premature ejaculation.
Did that you? Is literally not what I was going to say. And now that you've said it, I feel actually stupid.
What were you going to say?
Nothing.
Okay.
Don't worry about it.
I'll continue on.
Okay. Pre-Jackson Galaxy was what I was genuinely thinking.
Jackson Galaxy?
The cat guy. The guy who knows about cats. Go on.
You thought it was going to be
about badly behaved cats. Please go on with what you were going to say. I genuinely don't want to dwell on this. Please.
I will move on.
Thank you.
This sub is dedicated to embracing premature ejaculation, learning new ways to come faster, and sharing premature loads.
Wait, what? Okay. So go on.
This is a subreddit where basically that they like to see guys coming fast to immediately. On the, you know how you have Flare on Reddit? It's kind of like a little badge you can put next to your name.
I actually don't. I only go on Reddit on like incognito and desktop without logging in.
Yeah, gotcha.
So I literally don't know.
Well, this is a place where you can have like Flare next to your name on a subreddit, and it varies per subreddit. So like,
you're prominent or?
No, so like on the Street Fighter subreddit, people will put like the character they play next to their name and it'll show up like, oh, this guy plays Jamie. And it'll just be next to them and like Jamie player or whatever.
Okay. What is? Oh,
I'm explaining Flair. The concept of Flair to
Flair
you.
Flair is here's what I do in the.
A Flair is it's pulling off the American conceptualization of Flair as like a little badge.
Here's my quick bio in a picture.
Yeah, this is a quick at a glance thing. Like on r/Twitch, they have like partner, affiliate, whatever.
Great.
On Prejack. The most prominent Flair is the amount of time it takes them to reach orgasm. So, I'm looking at a thing here.
That's really spicy, yeah.
With a guy that has less than 1 minute on as his Flair, as signified by the kind of, basically it looks like the less than 3 heart. But instead of the 3, it has one minute. Instead of, you know, the 3. Anyway, some of the posts on this are incredible. There is a post on here saying, poor guy never laid a finger on his dick. and still couldn't make it to the end. It is of the man watching a... It is of a laptop. In front of the laptop, there is a penis. In the video, the laptop starts playing pornography and the penis, about 30 seconds into the pornography, just starts twitching and blows its load while watching the porno. Absolutely untouched. Next up... Oh, that's...
Really quickly, I know usually I'm against giving this kind of disclaimer because I think it is like you should just take it like it's a given. I'm not making fun of these guys. I think it's really, really funny though.
Yes.
To be this into it.
It is funny, and it's funny to put this much work into something.
Yes.
That is the thing that I like. So
it's about having a very, very specific hobby.
Yes.
That you are this into, and also cum is very funny.
It is. And this...
And there is no helping that.
This is a man and his non-binary partner filming themselves having sex, and the thing that makes it a some pre-jack content is the man has laid out his phone on his non-binary partner's back, and as he's with each thrust into his partner, he taps the surface and the phone's large counter goes up by one.
So he's basing it on thrust.
Yeah, with each thrust he taps one, two.
Now, I used to have a semi-debilitating addiction to push-ups. And I had an app where you would put your phone on the floor and wait for your nose to touch the phone so that it knew that you had completed the full push-up.
Yep.
I wonder whether we can just invest in some kind of technology or maybe just strap your phone to your partner's leg.
No, it's very important that he be able to touch it gently.
Yeah, okay, so he needs to be able to touch thrust. It, yeah.
And this one I really liked. This here is a guy getting an ass job from his partner. Okay.
So is that like, so they've got underwear on and...
No, look here. There's a. It's just an ass rubbing across the penis.
Yeah, they've, they've got their underwear on and they're rubbing their ass on the penis.
Yes. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, that's what I said.
Sure. But while that is happening, he is holding up his phone with the timer on, pointed to the camera. So he has got a stopwatch running the whole time that this is happening.
And so can I just clarify, is his aim to come as quickly as possible?
Yes.
This would actually be, for a lot of people, an ideal male partner in a straight relationship.
Yeah.
Just like, I'll sit up and down for a bit.
Yeah. I mean, hell, takes all the energy out of it.
Yeah.
Don't have to worry about like breaking a sweat or learning something new.
And then I suppose I'll go out and fuck some of my friends. Probably.
See, that doesn't sound so good to me because that's adding more work on your plate.
Yeah. I guess so.
I actually don't think like going out and fucking other people that sounds fun.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's all I had from
R/ We're monogamous.
Yeah, we are. Stay away. That's all I had from R/prejack, but I love the fucking your partner with your phone laid portrait mode on their back and tapping it with each thrust is going to stick with me for a while.
Babe, just so you know, this is also a task.
Yeah.
So.
We're going to keep track of this. And they like it. Apparently the non-binary partner is also into it. They make this kind of content together.
Oh, no, that's great. But like from my point of view, imagining me having a partner who was during the act of fucking / lovemaking.
Yeah.
Mostly paying attention to tapping their phone.
Yeah.
When ideally you'd be emotionally connected to the person and trying to physically please them.
Well, they probably have that other ways, you know? Maybe they have like the Arkham Horror Living Card Game or something.
Let's not talk about that. That was a strange time in our lives.
When we were trying to play that game together.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what a thought I choked down recently was Please. Maybe we should buy that card game again. I don't think it'll work. I don't think it's for us.
I don't think we can do it, babe.
No. We're not a plays card games together couple.
Tom, we were. We played that card game 3 separate times.
Never learned the rules.
Playing the same, having to relearn the rules every time.
Yep.
And then being so loud we woke my housemates up. Which is so embarrassing because we never fucked that loud.
Mm.
All we did was get so into the characters we were playing in the Arkham Horror card game.
Yeah.
That they said, we need to work in the morning. Please try and be quiet.
I'm really glad we got rid of that game.
Mm-hmm.
We can't ever play it again. In many ways, we never played it to start. So
I had fun.
Let's keep that streak alive.
I had fun.
I also had fun. Didn't understand it, and I don't think we won.
No.
Anyway, that has been BigSoftTitty.png for this week. Thank you very much for listening or watching. If you're on the Patreon, you've got video content coming to you on the bonus and the basic episodes. Signing up over at the Patreon will get you that content. Check it out. I figured out how to host the episodes on YouTube and still have them playable through Patreon. So that's good because the Patreon player ain't great. So I think that's where we're going to sign off for now. Demi, you seem troubled.
No, I'm fine.
What's wrong? Are you thinking about when we went through our playing card game and board game stage?
Yeah, I am. We'll fix the mic stand probably on Tom's side at some point.
Who knows, honestly.
Nobody.
Yeah, I don't know how we'd fix it other than buying a full new one because there's one little fragment that broke here.
Yeah.
It's really fucking annoying.
We'll get Rode to do something.
Hmm. Hope he says hi to his mud for us. Trying to think about it, it's Rove, but with a D in there. Yeah. Well,
we'll get
what a terrible way to end the episode.
Do something for us. How about
yeah?
Give his kid a Coke. Now that's me misunderstanding that the road, the book,
yep,
was named after the main character.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Okay.
We'll see you later. Thank you so much for listening or watching. Toodles.
Sorry.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.